Last week, more revelations in an ongoing investigation into legislators, bribes, general improvement funds, and more. A lobbyist entered a guilty plea to a federal charge and, in doing so, implicated a sitting legislator identified as Senator A as playing a part in the matter. This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, discussed the latest developments with Roby Brock, who is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. They not only talk about the latest twists, but also what, if anything, can be done to limit influence of lobbyists and reduce the potential for corruption in the state legislature. Roby started the conversation with a brief recap of the latest news.
Rusty Cranford, the lobbyist at the center of this controversy, changes his plea last week and indicts or incriminates a Senator A in the process, which, by all deductive reasoning, is Senator Jeremy Hutchinson.
Could only be.
How is this different in terms of what we've been seeing unfold with John Woods, with Micah Neal, and with others?
Well, in a couple of ways. One, I remember back during the Woods trial, I was waxing indignant about this whole general improvement fund, which has been a theme of mine and many other people for years, just the way the legislators would take shares of the surplus money unto themselves, and then the willy-nilly way we let them handle it, and how it was an invitation for corruption, and it had been manifest in corruption. And I got an email from a person close to that investigation who said, you need to save some powder, because this is the least of it. General improvement is kind of peanuts, important peanuts and corrupt peanuts. This is bigger because this isn't particularly the bill of information that was presented in connection with Cranford's copped plea to one charge lays out not kickbacks necessarily, just a corrupt culture, really, in which legislators are financially involved in intricate ways with a network of nonprofits that receive Medicaid money primarily, which gets you into hundreds of millions of dollars in reimbursements. Most of it matched by the federal government, which interests federal authorities, and it has to do with some sort of implied corruption, particularly in regard to Senator A. Hutchinson. He's not indicted as yet, conceivably never will be, because most of the $500,000 this bill of information accuses him of taking has to do with retainers. He was paid $9,000 a month for 4 years, $7,500 a month in a fifth year. Add that up, that's basically your $500,000.
And he's an attorney.
And under Arkansas law and legislative rules, our lawyer legislators are allowed to have clients and make a living under the premise that they're part-time legislators. So what I understand is happening right now is the FBI is trying to force Jeremy Hutchinson through his lawyers to verify services extended for this money, which is not easy to do because the purpose of a retainer means so much. You get money every month, even if that month you didn't have that much to do.
Right.
That's the idea of a retainer. Receiving retainers from a business reaping hundreds of millions of dollars ought to be illegal, ought to be against the rules, but is not. So this is, somebody said, how is this different from Nick Wilson's deal? And I replied, Nick Wilson masterminded his own deal as a legislator. In this one, a lobbyist, a well-connected lobbyist serving a network of tax receivers, masterminded it and used a couple of legislators as knights and maybe another one as a bishop in a chess game. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the difference.
So what is the Cranford plea deal? Really doesn't change anything for Woods or Neal or Hank Wilkins. They all had either been convicted or admitted something. So
That's essentially adjudicated, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this one senator? Do you think this is
that's
going to come out of this?
Here's what, you take all of this, these 43 pages of remarkable allegation and insight into these maneuverings, and basically it's all, while interesting, known, except the part involving Senator A. Hutchinson. And the people familiar with lawyers, familiar with federal prosecutions, tell me it's obvious what happened here. Cranford faced a myriad charges. And through good lawyering, he copped a plea to one charge, federal program bribery, which ain't small potatoes and can get you 10 years, but it's less than he might. And in exchange for that, he did what private sector culprits sometimes do. They gave up a politician with a big name. He gave him Jeremy Hutchison. He said, they wanted something. The name Hutchison, is that a good name to go after if for the federal authorities to make a point? Yeah, it is. So, but whether what he gave them amounts to an indictable, much less a convictable series of offenses, remains to be seen. To me, it reveals what another senator, whose name I won't mention, told me. He said, we're broken around here. We're not the only state legislature with this kind of trouble inside the Capitol. But there is entirely a culture that could allow these kinds of financial associations to happen between lobbyists wandering around in the Capitol corridors and people elected to serve us and to appropriate hundreds of millions of dollars. It is a corrupt system. One thing Hutchison is accused of doing, for example, is, and you tell me if this is legislating or if this is a criminal activity. Cranford, in an email, says to some of his folks, the bill that came out of the House today, we're going to get that held up in the Senate, and Hutchison and Wilkins are going to lean on Human Services to change the way that they have these rating systems for recipients of this behavioral health money. Mm-hmm. Now, was Hutchison acting as a legislator concerned about a policy when he...
Right.
Or was he doing what Cranford told him to do pursuant to the retainer he was paid?
Yeah.
You're looking for quid
will
pro
there,
quo.
Will there be a paper trail right. that can verify that one thing happened or another thing happened? And I do think that there will be some other side to this story that will eventually come out, whether that is Jeremy Hutchison or his lawyer talking, or whether it is in court documents or an eventual trial. We're going to learn more about all
of
this.
Yeah.
So getting back to the kind of the culture of the Capitol here, because you and I have seen this for decades.
Right.
This is not the first time we've seen this type of ethical dilemma here. And you do get into this situation, and this is not apples to apples, but you've got insurance agents, for instance, or real estate agents that are part-time legislators, and they're running legislation that affects the insurance and the real estate industry. You want somebody with knowledge of these industries doing these things, but they could be running bills that are going to be beneficial to them. There is no way to correct that unless you just go to a full-time legislature that is not going to happen politically in Arkansas. So I don't see where the solution finally presents itself. If you create more ethical laws, it's like water running downhill. It's still going to find a way to get through. We've seen it decade after decade after decade.
It's going to be a tricky thing to do, but I think something's going to be done in the way of new legislative rules regarding lawyers, the number of which has been reducing precipitously in the legislature in recent years.
Well, what's to keep it from being consultants? I mean, again, I'm splitting
hairs. A better written rule and better and more ethical people. Here's the thing, and I'll just invoke a big name for purposes of making this point. One thing I heard last week from many of Hutchison's friends was, you know, when Mike Beebe was in the legislature, sort of the head honcho of the Senate, his law firm in Searcy was believed to be on retainer from first Arkansas Power and Light Company and then Entergy. What's the difference between that and Jeremy Hutchison being on retainer to the nonprofit behavioral health providers lobbied for by Cranford? In some ways, not much. In another way, sort of key. It's my understanding that BB joined a law firm that had long been politically connected and had long held this simple retainer from APNL, like at times they said nearly every lawyer in the legislature had a retainer from APNL. But it was
And there was a lot of energy deregulation and a lot of bills that were out there for voting on as well as sponsoring.
It's not good. But there is a little bit of a difference. In fact, there's more than a little bit of a difference in joining a law firm as a young lawyer that has a retainer from a big corporate business that has lobbying interest and then get elected to the Senate That's not ideal. That's far from ideal. But Jeremy Hutchison had been in the legislature, had been in the House, was in the Senate, made the acquaintance of Cranford, and Cranford then hired him. You see?
Sure.
There is a difference. You've got to see that. And what was the purpose of hiring? And a rule that would that would disallow this midstream, midterm hiring on to a new client who has received, who is engaged in lobbying the legislature. I'm not sure that's a difficult rule to write.
It can be written. It can be written, but there will still be challenges, and I suspect that there
will
still be loopholes.
And corruption will find a way, and people will find a way to get money paid.
It might not even be corruption that finds a way. It may be capitalism finds a way to make this happen. So,
well, okay, if capitalism and corruption, I hope. Are two different things.
They are.
I hope you can find a line in there somewhere. There
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from the conversation at TalkBusiness.net. Also there, more news regarding Arkansas's political and financial landscapes. This is Ozarks at Large.